Some people call Rainier Avenue South the most dangerous street in Seattle. So Seattle's Department of Transportation has introduced a plan to improve traffic safety there. For the past 2 years, Phyllis Porter's been actively trying to make Rainier Avenue safer. Porter is the outreach coordinator for Rainier Valley Greenways. She knows firsthand just how dangerous Rainier can be.
I was walking down Rainier Avenue, and I saw this SUV going extremely fast. And I could tell it was going to jump the curb right where I was standing. I screamed. I jumped to the left. She hit the pole directly in the front. The top part of the pole went into the building, put a big, big hole in the building. The bottom part of the pole splattered, hit my right leg, my thigh. And she just a few feet away from my shoulder, she just went right past me and into the salon and over into the restaurant and where I had just left. So it's dangerous on Rainier Avenue.
It sounds like the Wild West. What makes Rainier Avenue so much more dangerous than any other street in Seattle?
Well, I think there's more than one factor there. First of all, you think about the speeding. You see people who speed. The speed limit through there is 30 miles per hour. But you see people going 10 miles per hour on a daily basis. So the speed itself and also the infrastructure.
When we talk about speeding, I drive on this street a lot. I don't see a lot of enforcement or just traffic safety. Do you think there's enough?
No, I don't think there's enough, but I also know that alone is not enough. We can have enforcement. I noticed within the last few days, there's been quite a few police officers in the area. I've seen quite a few stops. But prior to that, no, we don't have enough enforcement. Because if we did, I don't think we would have the issues. I think because you don't see that enforcement in Columbia City and Rainier Valley, people are going to continue to speed. No one's going to give them a ticket.
Phyllis, when we talk about Rainier Avenue, it's a big street. It's long. It goes down into Skyway, through the city of Seattle. Is there a particular stretch that you're focused on, or is it really the whole thing that you'd like to see fixed?
Well, honestly, we would love to see the entire corridor of Rainier Avenue. But right now, we have to start somewhere. And if we can just start at Alaska and take it all the way down to Henderson, we would be happy for a start.
And then move on from there. What has the Seattle Department of Transportation, SDOT, proposed?
They proposed three options. We had meetings last week and this week. And there's three options. Option 1A, basically that's a road diet. That's going to extend from the streets I just talked about, South Alaska all the way down to South Henderson. Road diet is basically the restriping of a street. You can take the street, like now it may seem kind of narrow because we have four lanes, but actually they can eliminate all of those lines that are there and go in and restripe. And if they want to put in, which they've suggested, to reduce it from four lanes down to three, they can do that. One lane on each side with the turning lane in the middle.
So that's one proposal.
Now, the second proposal is pretty much the same, but there is an addition. It includes a protected bike lane. Now, this one is more involved, and it's also the most expensive. And the third one is, again, it includes everything from Model 1A. However, this area will allow the transit system to come in and move intermittently throughout that four-mile stretch.
What kind of feedback have you heard on these options? Does one rise to the top?
So I've heard people pushing more so, I would say, for the second one, 1B, with the protected bike
lane. The expensive one?
The most expensive and the most involved.
So in terms of goals, what is your primary goal for that stretch of Rainier, or for all of Rainier, for that matter?
For all of Rainier is to come in with infrastructure. Rechannelization is one that we are hoping for and we are wishing for. Protected bike lanes is another one. But the main thing is just to make it safe. If we can do something to save one more life, I think that's the most important.
Phyllis Porter is the outreach coordinator and events specialist at Rainier Valley Greenways Project. The Seattle Department of Transportation plans to start making changes to Rainier Avenue later this year.